This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and one of the things about Virginia that's so amazing is the history of its many buildings, its many places. It grew up quick, Virginia did, and one of the things that happened about 100 years ago, Virginia had a socialist opera house. And you wonder what went on at a place like the socialist opera house. It was open just a few years before the Great Range Strike of 1916. So with a vision, an interpretation of that past, we have on stage tonight the Great Northern Radio Players.
Was wonderful. Thank you again for that stirring rendition of the workers' anthem. And thanks again for making time to come to the Socialist Opera House at such a late hour on your day off. We, as miners and the family members of miners, know that with the Steel Trust, enough is never enough. But we should thank them. They have taught us that you don't need to be rich and powerful to be happy.
You just need to be rich.
Yes, but before we get on with union business, let's take a quick roll call. Make sure we're all who we're supposed to be. Let me get my list out, okay? Otto Korhonen.
Here, and still out of work.
We'll get to that. Jenna Vertanen?
Alive.
Yes, I heard about that business. A mine blast sent a boulder through your roof or something?
Right on the dinner table. Right in the middle of dinner.
Oh, are your parents and sisters okay?
Sure, they're okay. But the dinner table.
Otto, check. Jenna, check. Next, Anna Mackey.
Here, because my husband can't be. Not with his one leg. The other one, as you know, went missing in that mining incident.
Anna, check. Here on behalf of husband.
With the one leg.
Behalf of one-legged husband. Good. All right, that's squared away. Just a couple quick notes. You've noticed we're meeting on the Opera House stage. That's because they just waxed the floors in the rest of the building, so this was the only space open. Which brings me to the second point. This chair.
The one next to you.
The one you wouldn't let us sit in?
Well, it's just the trap door hasn't been working again.
Saw them use that in their last opera. Andrew Carnegie takes a trip.
Oh, yeah. Where did he go?
I don't know. But it was down.
They broke the hinge during that show, so now you put too much weight and splat. Goodbye, Carnegie.
Well, you only drop under the stage. That's not so bad.
Little known fact, Anna. This opera house was built on the site of an abandoned underground mine.
Yeah?
That last week collapsed right beneath where we're sitting.
Oh, so we sit there and splat.
Okay. That out of the way, the last item is our usual reminder. What goes on in union meetings?
Stays in union meetings.
The union's not a secret, but the mines have spies that would give anything to know what we're talking about here. So if someone should walk in, we don't know.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
We are the Little Red Jug Band. Here for our weekly vocal workout. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Workers, we ready to talk about labor reform?
Let's talk about that.
We ready to talk about collective bargaining?
Come on, yes.
Let's do it. We ready to walk when we run out of talk?
We're gonna run out of
talk. We ready to strike?
Strike!
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 Hello, sorry, I'm late. Sorry, John. Hope I'm not too late.
No, not at all. Who are you?
Elizabeth Allen Jones, new gal in town. Heard about you and the others, and I thought I'd drop in, rub union cards with some of my fellow workers.
We've met?
Only by reputation, John. I've heard a lot about you.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Oh, you know, you're into pickets.
White picket fences.
Mm-hmm. Good at organizing.
A place for everything and everything in its place.
Strikes?
I don't play baseball.
So, well, I guess I'd better take a load off. This chair looks good.
No!
I don't like anyone sitting next to me.
I see. Intimacy issues? Well, I'll just mosey on over here next to these nice folks. Howdy, comrades.
Hey. Hi.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, go on with whatever you were doing before I interrupted. Just pretend like I'm not here.
Yeah, Elizabeth, can't help noticing you've got a notebook there.
Sure does look like it, doesn't it?
She's writing in it.
Our names.
How do you know who we are?
Now, wouldn't that be rude of me to walk in here and say, hey, you in the glasses, or hey, you in the dirty overalls?
I just washed these.
Well, we don't take notes in these meetings, Elizabeth.
Why?
Because we sing them.
La, 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 la.
We're not very good yet.
We're the Red Jug Band.
Here for our weekly vocal workout.
At midnight in an otherwise empty opera house?
Great acoustics.
You strike out, Josiah.
That's it.
What did you think we were doing here, Elizabeth?
What you'd expect at a socialist opera house. Tip scales, shout slogans, control the means of vocal production. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm here to belt out some tunes.
I couldn't agree more.
You want us to sing?
Yes, we'll all sing. Well, Anna?
Me?
Why don't you start us off with that solo you were working on last week?
Which one was that, John?
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
I'd love to, only I haven't had time to practice much, seeing my husband has one leg and all. Maybe Jenna can do it.
Oh, that's solidarity for you. Pass the buck.
If you don't mind, I'd like to suggest a little tune. I'm guessing you probably all know Down in the Mine Pits.
No, I don't think so.
Well.
Well, I'll take the first verse just to get us started, and then you take over. The rock harder, hear the ore flow. Money to make, dear, a rich seam to sew. Hang your head high, dear, give it a go.
The Steel Trust loves money, we love it too. How about getting paid for the labor we do?
Get with the program, or there'll be some arrests. Just think it over, stop thumping your chest. What's good for the Steel Trust is good for the rest.
Did I just hear that? Let's stop this pretending. Go tell your mine boss to kiss my rear.
Well, I believe my work's done here for tonight. I've heard quite enough.
Well, and I have too.
You think you can fool me? I know exactly what's going on here. And as soon as I leave here, the others will too.
I should certainly hope so.
You do?
We wouldn't want to keep a secret like this hidden for long. That, Elizabeth is going to take lead vocals at our next Jug Fest.
I know you've been plotting to... Did you say lead vocals?
Why, I've never heard singing like that, muscular and angelic, and all at the same time.
Well, you know I studied at the conservatory. Do you really think so?
Oh, I do, but...
I don't enunciate. I'm not breathing from my diaphragm.
No, not that. It's your range. You see, we'll be performing some difficult pieces at the next fest, and our leader singer's going to need a large vocal range.
I've got 3 octaves.
Great. But, you know, to be sure, maybe we can run through some scales.
Sure, right now?
No time better, but just so I can hear properly, why don't you come over here and sit next to me?
But you said...
It's your voice. It's removed my inhibitions. Please, have a seat.
Well, all right. Do you know what's funny? I actually thought you guys were meeting here to organize a strike!
I think she lied.
What?
That sounded like four octaves.
The Great Northern Radio Players.